Blog Talk Radio.
I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand, I find you embracing me just as I am. And I lift these songs to you. I sing to you in my praises, make your home to my audience of one. You are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more, become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord. So what could I bring to honor your majesty? What song could I sing that would move the heart of royalty? When all that I have is this life that you've given me, so Lord, let me live for you, my song with humility. And Lord, as the love song of my life is played, I have one desire to bring glory to your name. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the
sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
That is just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it's just for me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name. I love the name.
Yeah.
Oh, how I love the name.
Father God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what God says, O Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for giving me the strength to bring forth this message the way that you gave it to me, God, so that your people may get what they need and so that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Politifier, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28. That's Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28 from the CEV. It reads as following. Jesus left and went to the territory near the towns of Tyre and Sidon. Suddenly, a Canaanite woman from there came out shouting, Lord, and Son of David, have pity on me. My daughter is full of demons. Jesus did not say a word, but the woman kept following along and shouting. So his disciples came up and asked him to send her away. Jesus said, I was sent only to the people of Israel. They are like a flock of lost sheep. The woman came closer. Then she knelt down and begged, please help me, Lord. Jesus replied, it isn't right to take food away from children and feed it to dogs. Lord, this is true, the woman said, but even puppies get the crumbs that fall from their owner's table. Jesus answered, dear woman, you really do have a lot of faith, and you will be given what you want. At that moment, her daughter was healed. Again, that's Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28 from the CEV. They say sticks and stones is what will break your bones, but words themselves will never hurt you. They say sticks and stones is what will break your bones, but words themselves will never hurt you. I beg to differ. Hold on, I beg to differ. If you ever been hurt, angry, troubled in your spirit by what somebody said to you, said about you, wrote about you, posted about you, then you know. If you've ever been hurt, I mean really, really hurt, angry, troubled in your spirit by what somebody said about you, wrote about you, posted about you, then you know how hurtful words can be. You know firsthand the damage words can do to your spirit, do to your mind, do to your thought process in general. And somebody right now, as I speak, you're struggling to think on things that are true, think on things that are honest. As the Bible says, whatsoever things are just, things that are pure, lovely things, etc. Taken from Philippians 4 and 8, King James Version. To be honest, that's a hard scripture for many of you to digest mentally right now. To be honest, Philippians 4 and 8 from the King James Version is a hard scripture for many of you to digest mentally right now. Instead, you're thinking on things that are not true. But love, stop that. You're thinking on things that are not true, not honest. Thinking about the lies they told on you, the lies they told about you. There was nothing lovely. I know that's true. There was nothing lovely about what they said to you, nothing lovely about what they called you. And still, that's all you've been able to think about. Losing sleep over words. I've been there. Losing sleep over words you can't seem to erase. Losing sleep over words you can't seem to erase from the memory bank of your mind. Losing sleep over words you can't seem to erase from the memory bank of your mind is not a good feeling. As I said, I've been there, so I know it's not a good feeling. Especially when some of you, deep down, be honest, deep down, You have started to believe the very words that were meant to hurt you. You have started to believe the very words that were meant to hurt you. Let me just pause right here. I need to pause right here and declare over your life, no weapon, hear me, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue, I mean every tongue, each and every one of them, every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. The Lord says that your righteousness is from him, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. That's Isaiah 54:17, New King James Version. The ERV, the easy to read version, says, people will make weapons to fight against you. People will make weapons to fight against you, but their weapons will not defeat you. Hear me, but their weapons will not defeat you. Some people will say things against you. That's true. That's a part of life. Some people will say things against you. But anyone who speaks against you proved wrong. So whoever said words will never hurt you, obviously, they haven't had the right words said to them yet. Obviously, they haven't had the right words said to them yet, posted about them yet. But sooner or later, they will know the hurt of trying to live with the words that have been spoken against you, because words don't just go away. How we wish they would, but words don't just go away. Words hurt. And according to Dr. Sharon Nesbitt, words that you believe can hurt you. Words that you believe can hurt you and can kill you. But love, don't let what they said about you hurt you. Don't let what they said about you hurt you to the point that it kills you. It's time you learn how to move past what they said. It's time you learn how to move past what they said. Moving past what they said. Moving past what they said. Tonight's message. So what's the secret to moving past what they said? Clearly, there has to be a secret to moving past it. Because the woman in tonight's foundational text didn't seem to have a problem with being called a dog. Therefore, I know it's a secret to moving past it. Because the woman in tonight's foundational text didn't seem to have a problem with being called a dog. Hearing those words didn't dampen her spirit at all. She even agreed with Jesus after he implied she was a dog. Read the text. She even agreed with Jesus after he implied she was a dog. Maybe you missed it. I don't know. Maybe you got distracted by something. Maybe somebody was in the room talking to you and it just distracted you from what I read. Maybe you missed it for whatever reason. I don't know. But let me recap the situation for you. I'll be glad to recap the situation for you. You see, it's like this. A woman, a mother, different than any of us, comes to Jesus worried and out of options, scared for the life of her child who was demon-possessed. The text actually says she was full of demons. She was demon-possessed. She begs Jesus to have pity on her, to help her for the sake of her daughter. And Jesus replied, "It isn't right to take food away from children." Here it is. "It isn't right to take food away from children and feed it to dogs." Check out the word in other texts. You know, on Polyglify, I always teach you to check out the word in other texts. Let me read that part again. And Jesus replied, "It isn't right to take food away from children and feed it to dogs." Again, check out the word in other text. She never, never, never agreed with him calling her a dog. She never agreed. She never actually agreed with him calling her a dog or implying that she was a dog. But what she actually agreed with was the statement itself. What she actually agreed with was the statement itself. There's a difference. Think about it. Think about it. You know, I like to make you think as well on Polyphic Fire. Think about it. It's not right to take food away from children and give it to dogs. That's all Jesus said. It's not right to take food away from children and give it to dogs. I mean, think with me. I mean, what mother or father who really loved their children would agree to take food out of their mouths just to feed dogs? And so we hear this woman in verse 21 respond the way a good mother would have. And so we hear this woman in verse 27 of tonight's foundational text respond the way any good mother would have. She said, "Lord, this is true." And that statement was true. No good mother or father would ever take food out of their child's mouth, out of their church's mouth, just to give it to dogs. So what Jesus said, when he said it isn't right to take food away from children and feed dogs, it's true. Lord, this is true. But then she said something. But then she said something that changed the whole narrative. But then she said something that changed the whole narrative of what had been said. Because still, no matter what, she was determined to not leave without getting Jesus to agree to help her daughter. Because still, no matter what, she was a mother to her heart. No matter what, she was determined to not leave without getting Jesus to agree to help her daughter. So she said back in response to Jesus' statement about dogs, this is still verse 27, "But even puppies get the crumbs that fall from their owner's table." This is still verse 27 of Matthew 15. "But even puppies get the crumbs that fall from their owner's table." Now, how can you argue with that? Now, how can you argue with that? Those of you that actually have puppies, you know they will eat whatever is dropped on the floor. You know they will eat whatever is dropped on the floor that's eatable. So basically, what she was saying to Jesus is, "Lord, I'm not asking you to take anything from anybody by helping me. Lord, I'm not asking you to take anything from anybody by helping me. I just need help. I just need help. Somebody, you just need help." The woman in tonight's foundational text says, "I just need help for my daughter." And as a mother, if I have to humble myself and beg, and just accept whatever you're willing to give me. And as a mother, if I have to humble myself and beg, and just accept whatever you're willing to give me in this situation, I will. Because I know it would be enough to save my daughter's life. Because I know it would be enough to save my daughter's life, to heal her, to deliver her. In that moment, all Jesus could say in response to such determination, to such humility was, in that moment, all Jesus could say in response to such determination, such humility was, "Dear woman, you really do have a lot of faith. And you will, listen to this part, those of you that are determined to get what you need to get from Jesus for whatever reason, for a family member, for yourself, listen to this part. And you will be given what you want." At that moment, her daughter was healed. At that moment, her daughter was healed. All she needed was one word from the mouth of Jesus. And at that moment, her daughter was healed. Matthew 15 and 28, TV. You see, sometimes, beloved, what people say to you, say about you, is just a test. Somebody decree it with me, it's just a test. You see, sometimes, beloved, what people say to you, say about you, is just a test. They will strengthen your faith, strengthen your determination. Therefore, do not get distracted. This is how you move past what they said. Number one, see it as a test. See it as a test of your faith. And don't get distracted. My brothers and sisters, you will have many kinds of trouble, but this gives you a reason to be very happy. You know that when your faith is tested, you learn to be patient in suffering. If you let that patience work in you, the end result will be good. If you let that patience work in you, the end result will be good. You will be mature and complete. You will be all that God wants you to be. If you go through that situation, if you see it as a test, whatever they said to you, whatever they said about you, if you just see it as a test, test of your faith and don't get distracted, I decree and declare over somebody's life, if you be patient and you let that patience work in you, the end result will be good. You will be mature and complete. You will be mature and complete. You will be all that God wants you to be. If you see it as a test of your faith and don't get distracted. Number two, see it even as a test of your character. See it even as a test of your character that you're actually closer to the manifestation of your dreams. Somebody, you're actually closer to the manifestation of your dreams. That's why this test is coming before you with people calling you all out of your name. It's a test of your character. The Bible says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. That's Psalms 105:19. Psalms 105:19 from the New Living Translation. And the first scripture I read about patience and testing your faith was actually James 1:2-4 from the Easy to Read Translation, the ERV. Moving on to number three. In order to move past what they said, you got to change the narrative of what they said. To move past it, you got to change the narrative of what they said. Just because they said it one way, it's up to you what you hear. It's up to you what you hear and perceive it to mean. It's up to you what you hear and perceive it to mean. If the woman, the mother in tonight's foundational text, could change the narrative on being called a dog. Here be it, the woman, the mother in tonight's foundational text, could change the narrative on being called a dog, on the implication that she was no better than a dog. Surely you can do the same. Surely you can do the same. She did it for the sake of her daughter. Because a mother, a real mother, would do anything for a child, for her children. She did it for the sake of her daughter. She put all that aside for the sake of her daughter. But somebody, you need to change the narrative on what was said. Change your perspective on what was said about you. And you need to do it for you. Do it for yourself. Do it for you. Do it for the sake of your mind. For the restoration of your own mental health. Do it for the sake of your mind, for the restoration of your own mental health. Change the narrative and your perspective. Change the narrative and your perspective. Think of it as taking the venom out of a poisonous snake. Think of it as taking the venom out of a poisonous snake. Hurtful words are like a poisonous snake. Hurtful words are like a poisonous snake. Like a poisonous snake. That needs to be contained, that needs to be controlled. And while some people don't care, you know it's true, some people don't care what they say and who they hurt, you have the power to trample on that snake, to trample on those poisonous words when they are said about you, posted about you on social media. And while some people don't care about what they say and who they hurt, you have the power to trample on that snake, trample on those poisonous words when they are said about you, posted about you on social media. Now, listen to me real good. I'm not telling you to get ugly with them in the comments. I'm not telling you to get ugly with them in the comments like y'all can do on Facebook and Instagram. I'm not telling you that, even on Twitter. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not telling you to get ugly with them in the comments, nor am I telling you to confront anybody in person. Nor am I telling you to confront anybody in person. What I'm telling you is to pray. I'm telling you to pray. Somebody said, pray for, I'm telling you to pray. Number five, pray. Take your authority in prayer. Did you know you have authority in prayer? You do. Take your authority in prayer, beloved. Behold, I have given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's Luke 10, verse 19, from the New King James. From the Amplified, Jesus is speaking. From the Amplified, Jesus is speaking. Same verse. Listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, over all the power of the enemy, Satan, and nothing will in any way harm you. As a believer, exercise your authority in the realm of prayer. I'll say it again. As a believer, exercise from this day forward, this night forward, exercise your authority in the realm of prayer. Number six, stay focused on who you are, on why God called you into the earth. Stay focused on who you are and why God called you into the earth. Words hurt. Yes, we agree on that. Words hurt. But other people's words can't change your destiny. Somebody ought to shout about that. Words hurt. But other people's words can't change your destiny. Move past it. Let's pray. Father God, we take authority right now. We take authority over every snake, over every serpent, over every scorpion, satanic spirit sent by Satan to harm us through the airways of social media, through the words written and spoken about us and to us personally. We take the authority Jesus died to give us. We take authority tonight. We take authority this day. We boldly stand on the vocal cords of the enemy. We boldly stand on the vocal cords of the enemy. We stand on his neck in the realm of a prayer, in the realm of the spirit, silencing his attempt to verbally harm us, abuse us with words. We take authority and we shut down, we condemn every attempt, whether it comes from the north, south, the east, or west. We shut it down. We condemn all side effects associated with the word spoken. We will not fall into depression. We shut down every word curse. We will not fall into depression. Oh, I hear the word self-depreciation in my spirit. I hear the word self-depreciation in my spirit. You will not devalue yourself. Somebody, self-depreciation, meaning you will not devalue yourself. Begin to think less of yourself because of what somebody said or has said about you. Oh, no. But you will work on changing the narrative, changing your perspective on what was said. We will pass the test and not get distracted in this season by what is being said. Last but not least, we plead the blood of Jesus over our mind and the mind of our enemies, that they will get delivered from such behavior. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood over every mind, over every heart that's listening, whether near or far. God will cause you to repent, and you will desire to be saved. Repeat after me. Those who feel led to pray and give your life to God tonight, repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I willingly repent of sin known to me, and I ask you for mercy and forgiveness of that which I don't know. I believe Jesus is your son, and that he came, died on the cross for my sins, resurrected, and is coming again. Hallelujah. I want to be saved. I want to be ready. I accept Jesus into my heart tonight. right now, whatever the day and time is where you are. Accept him right now. Be free. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family, beloved. Welcome to the family. I would like to give a special shout out to South Africa. God bless you, South Africa, the people of South Africa, for listening in and making this ministry's podcast number 13 in your country. Thank you. Shout out to Australia and the UK. Thank you. And as always, the United States. Thank you. This concludes tonight's message. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, call or text 865-408-8690. Again, that's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Block Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request as I'm related to what we just prayed about, what the Lord just brought his word about, because you should have received all that by faith. If your prayer request is different, now is the time to get it in. Here are the phone rules. Get your prayer request in your head. Get your prayer request in your head. Press 1 on the phone. Press 1 on the phone. Press 1 on the phone now. I will call out your area code and nothing more, just so you will know that I'm about to put you on the air. But wait, 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 wait until you hear me say hello. That's important. Wait till you hear me say hello and properly greet you before you start talking. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I will hear it and proceed accordingly as well. I'm going to give you a little time to get in your head before I come to the phone lines. Now, the announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info because you feel led to go, and I believe that God is going to bless it back to you 36 or 100 fold, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire or Cash App. The dollar symbol and the ministry's name, which is Prolific Fire. Dollar symbol, Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital. The F in Fire is capital, written all together. And if you see a sword with some fire coming out of it, you do have the right Cash App. That is the ministry's official logo. Thank you to all who sold. As usual, if you find me on social media, you find that you need me on social media, I should say, I am available on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. DM me, inbox me on either one of those. People do all the time. If you need me, that's fine. Do what you need to do. Check out prolificfire.com. On the website, you can do everything that was named. You can donate. You can send in your prayer request. You can sponsor a child through Word Vision, because whether you know it or not, I am a Word Vision sponsor. I have been 3 years. I'm sponsoring 8 children. I haven't been sponsoring all 8 of those same children for 23 years. No, over the 23 years I've sponsored other children. But currently I'm sponsoring 8 children, 8 beautiful children through World Vision. It's a blessing to help them better their lives and get out of poverty. So if you're interested in that, especially now with COVID hitting worldwide, if you want to be a sponsor, you can call the number that I just gave you, 865-408-8690, or just go right there to the website, prolificfire.com. I have information about becoming a sponsor on the website, and you can click a button and become a sponsor right there on the website. Join us. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, or perhaps you will get in, still join us for Faith on the Line with Prophet Faith for prayer and encouragement. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. So call in. Even if you get your prayer request in, call in and just be in the atmosphere. You will still receive from being in a rich prayer atmosphere. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Call in the same number that many of you called tonight, or perhaps you want to go on the website. That's blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. The message will be pandemic depression. The message will be pandemic depression, because I feel in my spirit that many of you are in a depression due to this so-called pandemic. And we're going to talk about it and pray about it, prophesy about it next week. So be sure to join. At this time, I'm coming to the phone lines. To God be the glory.